Hey everybody, this is Sam with National Sports Overtime, and this is your NBA news. Just kind of wanted to give you my thoughts and kind of talk a little bit about Rick Carlisle telling the Dallas Mavericks that he's not going to return as their coach next season. Now, was this a shock? It was a little bit to me. I've been following Rick Carlisle since his playing career ended. He ended up being an assistant coach at the Indiana Pacers for Larry Bird. And that's kind of how I got to know him. And then when Larry Bird got kicked upstairs, became the general manager, became, I believe, the vice president or president of operations, Rick Carlisle took over the Indiana Pacers before moving on to the Portland Trail Blazers. He's been at the Dallas Mavericks for the last 13 seasons. This included him actually winning the 2011 NBA championship. He had 2 years left on his contract, and his record was 555 wins to 478 losses for about a 54% winning percentage. So, was he pressed? I wouldn't be surprised if he was, especially since Donnie Nelson, the general manager, also kind of parted ways with the Dallas Mavericks on Wednesday, and then this news with Rick Carlisle comes out late Thursday. 54% is not great, obviously, in the NBA. And even though he won a championship with them, it was 10 years ago, and Dirk was on the team. I think Mark Cuban was getting a little frustrated with not making the playoffs, not getting the most out of players. And then when Luka Doncic, the young star for the Dallas Mavericks, came out against Rick Carlisle, I think the handwriting had to be on the wall. Now, ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski has already mentioned that Carlisle has been mentioned as a candidate for 6 different coaching openings. So he's not going to be out of work long. I think the thing that I want to watch, though, is he even considering, would he even consider, I guess, going back to either Portland or Indiana? I was kind of shocked, you know, when he and Indiana parted ways. I thought that they were a really good fit. I can't see him in, like, Boston, in a more, what I considered, fast-paced type city. So, I don't know. And for the Dallas Mavs, you're hearing from ESPN's Tim McMahon that they may be going for their assistant coach, Jamal Mosley, because Luka Doncic supports him. I don't know that that's necessarily a good enough reason. Especially since Doncic is, what, 23 years old, 24 years old? I don't know that he needs to have a lot of weight on those decisions. Although Porzingis and Doncic have both made rumblings that if things don't get better, then they want to leave. The other big story that I found interesting that hit Thursday evening was the fact that the Boston Celtics actually traded the guard Kemba Walker. Now, I was one of those who did not think that Brad Stevens would be able to pull this off. And he did. I really couldn't believe it. So, he traded Kemba Walker and the 16th overall pick in this year's draft, the 2021 draft, and a second round draft pick in 2025 to Oklahoma City. Now, Boston, in return, received Al Horford, who has already played for him, was an excellent role model in the community, got along, the Boston fans loved him. They've got a guy that will be starting his third season as a center in Moses Brown. Everybody considers him a young and up-and-coming center that has a lot of upside. I think he averaged 8.5 points this year. And they got a 2023 second-round pick. So, in my opinion, it's pretty much Al Horford for Kemba Walker. Well, with the financial stability or flexibility that they got, I think Boston almost came out the winner on this one. Now, what does Oklahoma City do? If I'm Oklahoma City, I'm seeing if I can immediately turn that around, trade Kemba Walker. Can they do that? I don't know. The Celtics were having a hard time, you know, getting him off the roster. So I think Kemba Walker actually has to do what Chris Paul did. Spend a year in Oklahoma City, rehab everything, his image, his play, his reputation, and then he can pretty much write where he wants to go. And Oklahoma City, of course, will get a bunch of draft picks and be happy. Now, what does Boston get? Well, like I said, they get Al Horford. Do they keep him, or do they immediately turn around and trade him? He's got some trade potential and people that would be willing to take them. I think that they probably could get Billy Donovan at the Chicago Bulls to definitely want him. But if I'm Boston, I keep him. Now, Kemba Walker's contract, he had 2 years left for $73.6 million on it. So they're saving that, and that gives them some flexibility. Because everyone is trying to free up cap space for the summer of 2022, it is going to be the free agent summer. Now, a lot of these guys are going to re-sign with the teams they're already on. They may take a player's option or something like that. But some of these guys are going to become free agents. You've got players like Chris Paul, Bradley Beal, James Harden, Russell Westbrook, Kevin Durant, Stephen Curry, Kawhi Leonard, Zach LaVine, Kyrie Irving, and Jimmy Butler are possibly going to be free agents in 2022. If I'm Boston, I am trying to free up enough cap space to possibly get Zach LaVine or Bradley Beal or both to come to Boston. Bradley Beal, he and Al Horford get along really well. They've hung out in the offseason. Both are Florida Gators, and they can have a 1-2 punch. Plus, with Al Horford there helping Moses Brown get up to speed, Boston could have an inside-outside game if they could talk Bill into coming. But all of that's kind of a wait and see. But I still think this was a really, really good trade for the Boston Celtics. We'll have to see who they get as their coach, though. So that's just a quick update on NBA news that has been happening since we're starting this podcast. If you're hearing this on Daily Sports Betting Overtime, or you're hearing this on Wrestling, Pro Wrestling Overtime, then feel free to subscribe to National Sports Overtime. On there, you will not only get all about national sports, you'll also be getting the betting podcast daily and Pro Wrestling Overtime when it comes out. So it's going to be the catch-all for everything Overtime Sports. So I would like to make sure that you guys know how to reach me. I am at nationalsportsovertime@gmail.com, or you can hit me up on Twitter at NatSportsOT on Twitter. And yes, the DMs are open. I look forward to talking to you guys soon, and I'll see you down the road.